Veteran sniper, no doubt Thomas Matthew Crooks had help, most fucking obvious thing left unguarded. By Olivia Rondo on July 15, 2024. A retired sniper from a team that once held the world record for longest confirmed kill said he has no doubts that Trump rally gunman Thomas Matthew Crooks had help from an agency, an organization, or the government during Saturday's assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. Dallas Alexander, a 17-year veteran of the Canadian Armed Forces, took to Instagram on Sunday to share his opinion on what really happened at the fateful Trump rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. With approximately 14 years of experience as a sniper, including as protection for major world leaders, such as the Canadian Prime Minister, Alexander said, "I'm very familiar with the layout of these types of things and what the job should be. And yesterday, what happened, I have no doubts in my mind that the shooter had help from somewhere within an agency, an organization, or the government," the veteran, who is now a country music singer, said in a video. "The second I saw that aerial photo of what they were saying happened, it immediately made no sense to me," he continued, referring to the rooftop where Crooks shot at Trump from about 400 feet away. Alexander was a member of Joint Task Force 2, which held the world record for the longest confirmed kill at 2.2 miles in Iraq in 2017 until a Ukrainian Special Forces soldier beat it in 2023. According to the veteran sniper, even a seventh grader would know the rooftop Crooks climbed onto was the most fucking obvious place to check. "You don't even need to be a sniper, it's the most fucking obvious thing. The most obvious place in the whole world," he said. "You could be, like, a seventh grader, like, what do we have to do for security? Well, let's look at these rooftops that are almost within zeroing range of a rifle," he added. Alexander continued to say that something happened. "Something happened. I'm not pointing fingers at anyone, it's just too obvious that this guy had help getting there. Whether someone turned a blind eye or it was strategically planned. Events like that, security like that, it's not a small thing, and that is the most obvious place to be." A Secret Service sniper eventually killed Crooks after he got multiple rounds off toward the rally. Watch, defiant, bloodied Trump pumps fist to crowd after shooting at rally. While Secret Service Representative Anthony Guglielmi reportedly blamed the lack of security at that building on local police, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who oversees the Secret Service, admitted on Good Morning America that a direct line of sight like that to the former president should never have been possible. "That's why President Biden directed an independent review of the incident," Mayorkas added. On Monday, Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle made her first public statement since one audience member was killed. Two others were critically injured, and Trump was crazed on the air on Saturday. "The Secret Service is working with all involved federal, state and local agencies to understand what happened, how it happened, and how we can prevent an incident like this from ever taking place again," she said in a portion of her comments. "We understand the importance of the independent review announced by President Biden yesterday and will participate fully. We will also work with the appropriate congressional committees on any oversight action."